What do you mean? Well, we have so much time, and there's only one assist on the play, so we might as well make it a full line goal.
So you actually were thinking about that?
Well, you know what? I think when you see Copper there and he calls for the puck, I think we know what's going through his head. So, we have so much time. You might as well get a touch. I think, Copper's been so good on the penalty kill for us, and he does a lot of good things for us. Frenchie does a great job kind of forcing that turnover, and, you might as well get kind of the whole line a cookie when you can.
My theory was you didn't want your first goal this year to be in an empty net. Is there anything to do with that?
If they counted a warm-up, I'd take it. So I don't care how they come, to be honest with you. I'm glad it didn't take till game 30. So, it was nice to get it out of the way.
What do you see from the penalty kill? Obviously, forward group was a little bit shortened compared to usual, but you seemed to handle it well.
Yeah, I think just kind of the reads were starting to really kind of gels a four-man unit. I think that's kind of where, before we'd be half step off, and rather than, I was getting a stick on it, I was kind of forcing them out of their structure, their seaminess, and, they're creating some easy chances towards the net. And, I think we're doing a really good job of getting in lanes when we have to, but, making those reads, making it hard for them to get into structure, getting into the zone, and kind of when they do, I think, our pressure's been a lot better. And, they, for the most part, I don't think they've had really any comfortable looks. It's been a lot of one and dones. They get their chance, and they got a lot of good players. They're going to get their chances, but it's about eliminating those seams. It's about eliminating those second and third opportunities. And I think that's the forwards jumping down, or D doing a great job boxing guys out. Helly kind of putting pucks where he needs to. And I think we've kind of put it all together the last few games, and it's starting to show.
Those are heavier minutes, but does it help get in a flow when you only go two groupings?
Yeah, I think, especially when it's kind of the puck's getting down the ice, Copper does a lot more of the up-ice skating for us, and, I'm more on the flank, so maybe it's a little more tiring for him, but, I think kind of the taxing minutes are when you're in your zone, when you've kind of put that pressure on them, and then they get into the structure. I think you saw it from our unit on kind of their PK early. Tanev, scary, kind of looks like he hurts his foot, and you never want to see a player down, but they're gassed, and we kind of take advantage of that. And the first power play, where we were out there for a couple minutes, and they cut a lot of pressure early on, and then kind of they got to back off because they're gassed. So I think if you can limit the zone time, it's not as taxing as it might look.
Talk about playing with speed very often. We hear from the coach very often, but it looked like the jump was real and extra to me. Where does that come from? How do you get there?
Well, I think it's quick decisions. We knew they're coming off a game the night before in Chicago, and it's about just kind of forcing them to defend. And I think we're not necessarily looking for a better play. We're seeing some good plays, and we're taking advantage of kind of that first look opportunity, and kind of going from there. And I think when we start moving the puck up north, then kind of the east-west game opens up for us, and that's when you can kind of start seeing some of the eye-ups and some of the D getting a little more active, and then kind of our zone time takes over, and that's where we're really good. So I think it's just the decision making. If you know what the guy with the puck is going to do, and you kind of are in the right spot and you're moving, it's an easy way to play fast.